Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
And today we're going to have a really interesting topic about certain performances. Now, what is a performance that you cannot forget?
Ooh, some performances that I've seen that are that really sort of stick in my head that are hard to forget are fire dances. This is something that a troop of people at my college would do. At my university, they would get together at night. It's more impressive at night.
Wow.
And do these fire spinning dances with various, like, you know, sticks that were on fire or fireballs that are on chains.
Wow, it sounds dangerous as well, but it must be super interesting to see.
It is.
Have you seen any of Royal de Luxe's performances?
You know, I haven't. I don't know if they've come to cities that I've been in, and if they did, I just didn't happen to catch them.
Well, it's all right, because I haven't seen them too, and this is our topic for today, so let's read our article to find out more about what they are about.
Reading. Royal de Luxe's Amazing Giants. It might seem like an ordinary summer day, but suddenly, something special happens. The streets are filled with giants. These large marionettes are brought to life by Royal de Luxe, a French theater company. Its curious characters act out stories while delighted locals and tourists watch. Today, the group's giants perform all over the world, visiting everywhere from France to China to Mexico. The company was first formed in 1979 by Jean-Luc Cocon in Aix-en-Provence, France. 10 years later, the group moved to the French city, Nantes. Here, it set up shop in a large warehouse near the Loire River. Since then, it has used this space to put together its magical performances. Some of the group's large marionettes are up to 15 meters tall. Thus, it can take up to 40 skilled workers to operate each one. The creative team uses a combination of wood and metal materials to make the giants come alive.
All right, so the article first starts with saying, it might seem like an ordinary summer day, but suddenly, something special happens. I wonder what it is.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder too. It says, the streets are filled with giants. Let's take a look at that word, giant. It's a noun, and it means kind of like a person, but huge, really big. Giants often appear in books and movies, like Harry Potter, or TV shows like Attack on Titan. An example sentence might be, the giant was tall enough to step over the building.
Oh, okay. So they're not real people, I would say.
Right. They don't really exist.
Well, a lot of people for me seem like giants because I'm very small and everyone else seems like very giant to me. All right. So next, let's continue reading. The article says, these large marionettes are brought to life by Royal de Luxe, a French theater company. So we kept talking about this Royal de Luxe in the beginning. Well, they're actually a theater company. Let's first take a look at what marionette means. It's a French word that means puppet. In this puppet, you move the puppet by strings on top.
Another phrase the article just used is brought to life. We use this phrase to mean that something is made lifelike or made to look alive. An artist brings a subject to life when they draw or paint it in a lifelike way. In this case, when we say the theater company brings the marionettes to life, we mean they move them to look alive. We can also use the phrase bring to life about machines like cars and computers. I bring a car to life when I turn the key and start it.
That's right. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, its curious characters act out stories while delighted locals and tourists watch. Okay, so these puppets become characters and they act out certain stories. When people act out or when things are acted out, it means you perform in a play, story, or movie. So a lot of times actors act in a play. Let's take a look at the word delighted. Let's see what it means.
Yeah, delighted is an adjective, and it means feeling or showing great pleasure. Someone is delighted when they're very, very happy.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then we also saw that a lot of these characters or these puppets are brought to life in front of tourists. Now, what is a tourist? Let's first learn how to spell it. Spelled T-O-U-R-I-S-T. Tourist. It's a noun and it means a person who travels to another place for fun. And for example, if you go to Tokyo and visit, then you are a tourist because you don't live there. You're going there just for traveling. But if you live somewhere for a very, very, very long time and are probably born there, then you're called a local. You're a local of this place. For example, we can use a tourist in a sentence like this. Many tourists visit Taipei 101 every day. So speaking of tourists, what places have you visited?
Wow. Well,
there must be a long list.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I came to Taiwan, I was a tourist. I was just visiting. I didn't live here yet. And I did a few of the sort of tourist things around Taipei. I went to the Palace Museum. I went to 101, and I went up the Taipei 101 observation deck. Now that I live here, it's kind of funny. I haven't been back there again. I don't think about it. Because I'm not a tourist. I've been to a few other places that I thought were really nice to visit as a tourist. I went to Cambodia to see Angkor Wat, the big temple complex there with lots of big and small temples. I've been to Paris a few times, actually, and I thought Paris was a very interesting city to visit. And I've been to Germany. Berlin was really nice.
Right.
I liked Berlin a lot.
So you had good experiences being tourists in many of these places.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any bad experiences being a tourist? I hope you didn't have a bad experience being a tourist in Taipei.
No, I thought Taipei was really nice when I was visiting. That's why
I
came back and lived here.
That's very good. Usually, a lot of people say Taiwanese people are very friendly. So we are happy that many tourists feel happy that, they feel comfortable being a tourist here. And I think Taipei has slowly become a very, very nice place for people to go. Like, it's very easy, and a lot of people speak English, so people don't feel kind of out of place. So, we could see the difference between being a tourist and if you actually move to a different country, you become more and more like a local. Did you try the stinky tofu or anything?
I did, yeah. When I was a tourist, and also again now that I live here.
Now you eat it every day. You're a real local now.
Not quite every day.
All right, so let's get back to your article. Let's see what it says.
Then the article says, "Today, the group's giants perform all over the world, visiting everywhere from France to China to Mexico."
Wow.
Let's take a look at that word perform. It's a verb, and it means to show an artistic skill in public. We can use this word about art, music, dancing, or any other talent. An example sentence might be, "Stacy gets nervous when she has to perform in front of a lot of people." Maybe Stacy is going to play an instrument or sing or dance, but it makes her nervous to be in front of a ton of people.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, "The company was first formed in 1979 by Jean-Luc Courcault in Ion Province, France." So let's take a look at our vocabulary word form. It's spelled F-O-R-M, form. It's a verb and it means to create or let something begin to exist. So that means Jean-Luc Courcault started or began his company in 1979. Now we can also form other things. For example, we can form opinions, we can form ideas, or you can even form a group. We can use it in a sentence like this. We started talking to each other and formed a great idea for Halloween. All right, so we're learning a little bit more about how this company started, who started this company. Let's read more about them.
That's right. The article says, 10 years later, the group moved to the French city Nantes.
Okay, and then they say here, it set up shop in a large warehouse near the Loire River. Okay, so they move from place to place. They also move to a place called a warehouse. Now, a warehouse is made up of two words, warehouse. Together, it means a large building where people, a lot of companies, they store their goods and products. So a lot of companies who make things, like maybe Sony or other products, they will put their things in a warehouse. So they don't have to always send it in the stores. Now, we also saw that Jean-Luc or Cole, he set up shop in this warehouse. This is our shortcut for you, so let's take a break real quick to learn more about what it means.
Shortcut for you.
All of the businesses in this area are doing so well.
It must be because of how many tourists visit this area every week.
You know, I've always wanted to open my own restaurant.
Well, why don't you set up shop here?
What is a set up shop? My shop will serve food. It's going to be a restaurant. I just told you.
I'm not talking about a kind of shop. To set up shop means to start an activity or business.
Okay, so to set up shop means 开始某种活动创业。
You got it. So what do you say?
I think you have a point. This could be a great place for a business.
Maybe I'll set up shop here too.
You'd better not set up shop near my restaurant and steal my business.
Let's take a look at that phrase, set up shop. To set up shop means to start a business or start doing something in a place. When we say that he, Jean-Luc Coco, set up shop in a warehouse, we don't mean that people can go there to buy things. We mean that that's where he started doing his work.
Mm.
So he didn't start a store there. It's just where he was, in this case, building these big giant marionettes.
Mm. And where he was starting his business as well, creating this theater company.
Right.
All right, so let's see how he kind of put all this magic together. The article says...
Mm-hmm. The article says, since then, it has used this space to put together its magical performances.
Okay.
The theater company uses that warehouse to put things together.
Mm. And they also use it to perform, so people can actually go there to watch these marionettes come to life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's really cool is that the marionettes, usually we think puppets are very tiny. If we think of like maybe Sesame Street,
right.
We know the puppets are quite tiny. They're not very big. But here, the article says some of the group's large marionettes are up to 15 meters tall. So that
wow.
means they're really, really big. Probably almost bigger than three people stacked up together. So they're very, very, very tall. They're like giants to us. Now, the marionettes can be up to 15 meters tall. The phrase up to means like the maximum amount. So as far as something can reach or as far as something can be. So they're saying the largest marionettes or the largest puppets can be up to 15 meters tall. Maybe they can also build it even taller now because I think they have all the special skills and they have the technology. So maybe even now they are thinking about making it even bigger. Who knows?
Right. And they must always be getting better and thinking mm-hmm. about, oh, can we make one taller?
I think so. All right, so let's continue reading the article. It says...
And another thing the article says is, thus, it can take up to 40 skilled workers to operate each one.
Wow.
Let's take a look at that word operate. It's a verb, and it means to control or use a machine. We use this word mostly about machines, but we can use it about things like cars or computers. Someone whose job it is to use a machine is often called an operator, meaning it's their job to use that machine. Here it's saying that it takes up to 40 people to operate, to use one of these marionettes. So you can imagine how when a marionette is only very small, one person can use it. But when it's, like they said, up to 15 meters tall, so as tall as five or even six people standing on each other's shoulders, it takes a lot of people to work all of the strings.
Yeah, definitely. You would need someone maybe just to, you probably need 10 people just to move an arm or 20 to move the legs.
Right.
So that's a lot of work that we have to do. All right, how
Another
do we use
example
operate
of
in
how
a
we
sentence?
Can use operate is the sentence, we are often warned not to operate cars or other machines if we're very tired.
Mm.
Right? It can be a bit dangerous to operate a car if you're very tired.
That's right. Okay, let's continue reading. It says, the creative team uses a combination of wood and metal materials to make the giants come alive. All right, so how do they make these marionettes so big or these giants come to life? Well, they have a combination of a few different materials. Let's first learn what combination means. Combination is a noun, but it comes from the word combine. Combine is a verb, and it's spelled C-O-M-B-I-N-E. Combine. Combine means to mix two things together, to mix two different things together. So a combination is the noun form of that. And here the sentence is basically saying that the puppets are a mix of wood and metal, because you probably have some parts that are wooden for the puppets and some parts that are metal, which are stronger, that can hold these large marionettes. Now, what does metal mean?
Well, metal can be kind of a hard word to have a definition for. It's a noun, M-E-T-A-L, and it's that stuff that's hard and shiny and used to make machines and computers. Metal is what cars are made out of and many parts of things that we use. Metal is strong and hard, and it doesn't break easily. It comes out of the ground in lots of places around the world. An example sentence might be, George's factory makes a lot of small metal parts for airplanes. Mm-hmm. These days, airplanes are usually all metal, some plastic now. Before, airplanes were often made out of wood.
Wow. I would not be very comfortable flying in an airplane made out of wood. So thank goodness airplanes now are made out of metal. It's built a little bit stronger. So we can see that these puppets are used, they use metal and wood to make them seem, you know, really come to life. They seem really real. So this is what this phrase means. When something comes alive, it means that the marionettes or something start to feel and seem like they're really alive. For example, we have a very famous puppet. Do you guys know who Pinocchio is? He's the boy who, if he tells a lie, his nose grows bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, the fairy made him come alive. So that's why people were like, wow, there's a talking wooden puppet. Or wow, this puppet is real. Pinocchio came alive. And this is kind of what the marionettes mean as well. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, what do you think an experience of watching the giants perform would be like? Why?
I think it would be interesting to see such giant marionettes, such big marionettes, like the article said, up to 15 meters tall, moving around in a lifelike way. What do you think?
I think it would be the same as well, and I think it would be a really amazing sight to see, because most of the time in Taiwan we have also a local kind of traditional kind of puppet. I don't know if you've seen it before. They're usually around temples, and there's music, and we have the tiny puppets.
Right.
With your hand. It's a hand puppet. And so I would think it would be really cool to see something completely opposite of that in Taipei, where we go from the tiny hand puppets to these giant lifelike marionettes walking around the streets. Actually, I would be kind of scared to see something that huge roaming around the streets of Taiwan. But it would be really cool to see what people can do with such big, I guess they're kind of like machines out there.
Yeah, I was wondering too if people would be scared. I can especially think when I was a little kid, that might have been really scary to see such big things moving around. I remember one time I went to an exhibit at a museum that was about dinosaurs. And this was back before robots were as advanced as they are now. But they had these mechanical dinosaurs that would move around. And I was very scared, but I was just a little kid.
Like Jurassic Park.
Kind of, yeah.
I would be scared too. All right, so you guys can talk about it amongst yourselves. You can share it with your friends, with your teachers. What do you think an experience of watching the giants perform would be like, and why? That is all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to stick to day two so we can learn more about this theater company. But that's all the time we have. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Royal Deluxe's Amazing Giants. It might seem like an ordinary summer day, but suddenly, something special happens. The streets are filled with giants. These large marionettes are brought to life by Royal Deluxe, a French theater company. Its curious characters act out stories while delighted locals and tourists watch. Today, the group's giants perform all over the world, visiting everywhere from France to China to Mexico. The company was first formed in 1979 by Jean-Luc Cocon in Aix-en-Provence, France. 10 years later, the group moved to the French city Nantes. Here, it set up shop in a large warehouse near the Loire River. Since then, it has used this space to put together its magical performances. Some of the group's large marionettes are up to 15 meters tall. Thus, it can take up to 40 skilled workers to operate each one. The creative team uses a combination of wood and metal materials to make the giants come alive.
Vocabulary Review.
Giant. The giant looked like an ordinary man except for his size. He was as big as a house. Tourist. The tourist brought a map of the city as he set out to travel around Berlin, Germany. Perform. Lucy's parents were excited to see their daughter perform in the school play. Form. This successful clothing company was formed in the 1950s. Operate. Amy operates a lot of different industrial machines at her job. Metal. Michelle asked the shop owner what kind of metal the pretty ring was made of.